Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're visiting with Mr. Tommy Alastra, Cryptograph co-founding partner and entrepreneur. Cryptographs are one-of-a-kind digital collectibles created by icons and artists that support good causes forever. And Mr. Alastra, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me. How are you?
Yeah, doing great, and really appreciate your time and coming out to be with us here today. So if you would, for starters, Mr. Alastra, tell us about your background and how you got involved with Cryptograph.
Sure. I've been a bridge between Hollywood, Wall Street, and Silicon for the better part of the last 20 years. I'm a filmmaker, entrepreneur, and working in Hollywood, so naturally it was a good fit. I met some gentlemen in London, my partners, and they had come up with an idea for Cryptograph, which is what we'll get into in a bit. But yeah, that's essentially the background and how we got together. From a tech perspective, I've been involved in tech, and I just thought this is a really amazing invention, essentially, from a tech perspective, because what we have created is an on-chain price discovery platform, and we can get into what that tech can do. But specifically for this call, we'll talk about what cryptographs are, and who's using them, why creators are creating them, and how they're trading today on the platform.
Well, it sounds pretty awesome, and looking forward to learning more about Cryptograph for sure, and I'm sure we're going to learn something today all about it. Now, if you would, take it further, what is Cryptograph?
Sure. Cryptograph is a non-fungible token. They go by NFTs. There's many in the space. The graph part out of the crypto for us just meant an autograph, essentially. So we are really a luxury NFT. It's never been done. We saw what the blockchain could do from a technical perspective. And essentially, it's digital scarcity. So an NFT is a non-fungible token, meaning it can't be changed or edited in any fashion. So we decided to take the scarcity of autographs, celebrity, icon, and apply that to the NFT market, which makes us the first of our kind. As far as the platform itself goes, those autographs have now been put into the mythos through the art. So we've taken icons, we've allowed for them to create their drawing on an iPad, in any digital format, an iPhone, a computer, and we ultimately put that on the chain on our platform and auction it off, and have had much success having done so thus far.
Yeah, certainly appreciate your input there, and that certainly helps us understand more what a cryptograph is. Now, if you would, tell us a little bit more about how this idea came to be with auctioning cryptography, and how did the team develop this concept and why?
Yeah, I mean, it's really about, again, the scarcity of these tokens and what you can do from a tech perspective. The team saw that NFTs were emerging in the market, CryptoKitties being some of the first to come to market. And so we decided what else, is scarce. And that's where we decided to come up with the idea of targeting icons, artists and icons, figuring that there'd be some great value there, which has proven so. The difference with our platform is that we're an incentivized bidding platform, which also is anchored in philanthropy. So we will always give back to the organization that the artist or the creator chooses. If they don't choose one, we'll choose one for them. But a percentage of proceeds, it can be 10% if the artist delegates, all the way up to sometimes 100%. In this case, the organizations and the creators get incentivized and paid on the bid. So while you may make a bid on the art, you're not necessarily owning it. Someone will then own the art, and whoever owns that art, percentage of that will go back to the organization and the charity. So it's been really a great incentivized digital discovery platform that we've built, which can apply on-chain, off-chain, cross-chain to many other industries, not just art.
Well, this is absolutely fabulous what you're offering here, and really appreciate your coming out to make us aware of this as well. Today we're joined by Mr. Tommy Alastra, the CryptoGraph co-founding partner and entrepreneur. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Tommy, for people who aren't familiar with cryptography, can you give us a brief explanation of cryptograph and the cryptosphere?
Basically today, in order to transact with each other and interact, we need a centralized third party, like banks, to provide the trust infrastructure to do this. But now, thanks to blockchain and decentralized systems, we can easily place our trust in mass and not third parties. And this creates the idea of a trustless and secure and direct peer-to-peer system of exchange, which is hugely powerful and disruptive in many ways. This is the crux of what lies at the heart of the cryptosphere. It provides the basis for an entirely new way to organize and interact with one another in a decentralized power, all secured by the underlying cryptography. To add to that, within these new cryptosphere world, the nascent but burgeoning world of NFTs, our unique digital assets, in this space that Cryptograph is a part of, it's really been trailblazing for us. The concept of historically significant high-end NFTs made by famous people that act like digital legacies, we anticipate will do good forever. Even if the company's not around, the technology will reemerge itself on-chain and forever create perpetual revenues for both the creator and the organization. So that's really the most exciting part about what we're doing for me.
Yeah, certainly a lot to be excited about. And speaking of excitement, by the way, why do you feel people will be excited about participating in this? And some big names in the crypto world, celebrities, have all participated, I understand. Get into some of those details, and from your perspective, that is.
From a creator standpoint or an artist, they can tokenize themselves to an extent, especially now in this world where we can't physically be together. Experiences and going to galas and events is not really allowed, but you can always have this token. So if an artist creates something, I'll give you an example. Paris Hilton created a cryptograph. In the future, if she wants to have an experience or invite somebody to a premiere or to an event, she can just always redirect people back, which is called boosting, to that token, which is her art, and say, hey, go rebid and, purchase my art, and the highest bidder will get to come on that experience. So this can be done time and time again. That art that she created exists. It went to auction. Someone owns it. Whether that person decides to part with that cryptograph, it can always be bid on, and he or she can then sell that. So the idea of tokenizing is really exciting for a lot of these artists. It doesn't take much time. It's fun. It's creative. And they have been participating, especially during this pandemic where they're not allowed to be out. A lot of people are at home just creating art and doing it for a good cause. The audience and the consumers out there feel that these one-of-one digital legacies are going to be valuable, and people love, they've got icons and artists that they follow and love and want to consume. And this is just yet another aspect of how they can have and take ownership over that person or that artist.
Also, Mr. Alastra, why is Cryptograph an innovator in this space? And tell us about the charity partnerships. I'm sure the listeners would be interested to hear some details on that.
Yeah, sure. We're the first curated NFT platform dedicated to original works made by world-famous icons and artists. We've created a new form of an NFT. We call it ERC-2665, if you want to get technical. This ensures on-chain that the NFT can't be destroyed and that it will always generate funds for the charity it supports its creators every time it's not only bid on, not only sold, but also bid on. So you get many bids. It doesn't necessarily need to sell in the secondary market if that owner doesn't want to part with it, but it will constantly incentivize the charity and the creator every time it's bid on. So we've seen a lot of great success in the secondary market on some of the art that we've sold thus far. We also have invented a new auction system that rewards all bidders that take part in an auction, which I just mentioned. You know, if you bid in our auction and then you get outbid, you can actually make money. So it's a pretty revolutionary price discovery system that has applications far beyond just the Cryptograph platform. As far as your next question, what was that? It was about our partnerships. So far, we raised, over five figures, and that's spread over 25 different charity organizations supporting everything from environment, reforestation, children's welfare, refugees' welfare, public education. God, the list goes on and on. We've worked with Global Wildlife Conservation, Oxygen 7, to name a few. Yeah, there's been many, 25 different ones to be exact.
And that is quite impressive, your involvement with partnerships, charity partnerships, that is, 25, as you had mentioned. Lastly, how has the experience been so far with the launch and the platform?
Oh, man, we've done really, really well. You know, as I mentioned, we've raised, you know, significant amount of money for charities and organizations. The experience has been phenomenal. We've been operating now for about 4 months, and the tech works. Traders are having fun interacting and getting outbid through the incentivization model. Artists have found that spending 5-10 minutes being creative while indoors has allowed for their art to sell at very significant denominations, and it's been a tremendous experience. We've got a great team, and we're really excited about the future and what we can do with this technology. The next 9 months for us are about taking this and iterating it to our next phase, which is going to be quite exciting, and I look forward to telling you more about that in the future, because I'm not at liberty today, but very, very excited. And it's been truly a great experience thus far.
Well, it certainly sounds like it, and you've gotten me jazzed up. This is quite phenomenal what you have in place here and what you're doing in the space. Where can listeners get more information on Cryptograph, and where could they also be in touch accordingly?
Absolutely, and thank you so much for having me. We are at www.cryptograph.com. .co, not .com, .co. You can follow us on Instagram, Discord, Twitter, all major social outlets. Just Cryptograph. There it is. Google it.
And there you go. Again, folks, it is cryptograph.co. Mr. Alastra, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us on behalf of Cryptograph here today on Enterprise Radio.
Have a wonderful day. Take care.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Tommy Alastra, the Cryptograph co-founding partner and entrepreneur. And for further details, simply visit cryptograph.co. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.